Well, good morning, all you coffee shop members. Welcome to our coffee shop this morning. On the Wednesday study, we're going to be covering the book of Daniel over the next 6 weeks. And there's 12 chapters found in the Old Testament in the book of Daniel. Daniel's life and ministry bridged the entire 70-year period of Babylon captivity. Daniel becomes God's prophetic mouthpiece to the Gentile and Jewish world, declaring God's present and eternal purpose. Daniel also is a study of end times prophecy. As we go through the Bible, we will study two chapters every week until we're done, keeping in the time schedule of our coffee shop. Shall we get started this morning? We're going to open with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, so grateful to share your message, your powerful word in the book of Daniel over the next few weeks, Father. Just be with us and open our ears and let us listen and all of us to learn from this. For it's in Christ's name we pray. I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version. Daniel chapter 1 is concerning Daniel and his friends obey God. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with some of the articles of the house of God, which he had carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God. And he brought the articles into the treasure house of his God. Then the king instructed Aspenaz, the master of the eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good looking, gifted in all wisdom, professing knowledge and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time they might serve before the king. Now from among those of the sons of Judah were Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to them the chief eunuchs gave these names. But Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now, God had brought Daniel into favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord, the king, who has appointed you food and drink. For why should he see your faces looking worse than the young men who are your age? Then you would endanger my head before the king. So Daniel said to the steward, whom the chief of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, please test your servants for 10 days and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink, and let our appearance be examined before you and the appearance of the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacies. And as you see fit, so deal with your servants. So he consented with them in this matter and tested them 10 days. At the end of the days, their features appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacies. Thus the steward took away their portion of delicacies and the wine that were to drink and gave them vegetables. As for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature, wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions. You can see right here how powerful the Lord is if you trust in him. how powerful he is. Continuing on. Now, at the end of the days, when the king had said that they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. Then the king interviewed them, and among them all none was found like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore, they served before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding by which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers who were in his realm. Thus Daniel continued for the first year of King Cyrus. Starting on Daniel chapter 2. Now in the second year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams, and his spirit was so troubled that his sleep left him. Then the king gave a command to all the magicians and astrologers and sorcerers and the Chaldeans to tell the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king, and the king said to them, "I have had a dream, and my spirit is anxious to know the dream." Then the Chaldeans spoke to the king in Arabic, "O king, live forever. Tell your servant the dream, and we will give the interpretation." The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, "My decision is firm. If you do not make known to me, the dream to me and its interpretation, you shall be cut into pieces, and the houses shall be made an ash heap. Now, however, if you tell the dream and its interpretation, you shall receive from me gifts, rewards, and great honor. Therefore, tell me the dream and its interpretation." And they answered again, "Let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will give its interpretation." Then the king answered and said, "I know for certain that you would gain time because you see that my decision is firm. If you do not make known the dream to me, there is only one decree for you. For you have agreed to speak lying and corrupt words before me and tell me the time has changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that you can give me its interpretation." The Chaldeans answered the king and said, "There is not a man on earth who can tell the king's matter. Therefore, no king, lord, or ruler has ever asked such things of any magician, astrologer, or Chaldean. It is a difficult thing that the king requests. There is no other who can tell it to the king except the gods whose dwelling is not with flesh." For this reason, the king was angry and very furious, and gave the command to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. So the decree went out, and they began killing the wise men of Babylon. And they sought Daniel and his companions to kill them. Then the counsel and wisdom of Daniel answered Arnok, the captain of the king's guard, who had gone out to kill the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arnok, the king's captain, "Why is the decree from the king so urgent?" Then Arnok made the decision known to Daniel. So Daniel went in and asked the king to give him time that he might tell the king its interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the decision known to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, his companions, that they might seek mercies from the God of heaven concerning this secret, so that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then this secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He receives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might. You have made known to me what we ask of you, for you have made known to us the king's demand. Therefore, Daniel went to Arioch, whom the king had appointed to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said to him, thus to him, do not destroy the wise men of Babylon. Take me before the king, and I will tell the king his interpretation. And Arioch quickly brought Daniel before the king and said thus to him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah who will make known the king the interpretation. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, are you able to make known to me the dream which I have seen and its interpretation? Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king has demanded, the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, and the soothsayers cannot declare to the king. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what will be in the latter days. Your dream, the visions of your head upon your bed were these. As for you, O king, thoughts came to your mind while on your bed about what would come to pass after this, and he would reveal secrets, has made known to you what will be. But as for me, this secret has not been revealed to me because I have more wisdom than anyone living, but for our sakes who made known the interpretation to the king, and that you might know the thoughts of your heart. You, O king, were watching, and behold, a great image whose splendor was excellent stood before you, and its form was awesome. This image's head was like fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. You watched while the stone was cut without hands, which struck the image on its feet of iron and clay, and broke them into pieces. Then the iron and clay, the bronze and the silver and the gold were crushed together and became like chaff from the summer threshing floors. The wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is a dream. Now we will tell the interpretation of it before the king. You, O king, are the king of kings, for the God of heaven has given you a kingdom, power, strength, and glory. And wherever the children of men dwell, or the beast of the field, or the birds of the heaven, he has given them into your hand and has made you ruler over them all. You are his head of gold. But after you shall arise another kingdom inferior to yours, then another, a third kingdom of bronze, which shall rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be as strong as iron, insomuch as iron breaks in pieces and scatters everything. And like iron that crushes, that kingdom will break in pieces and crushes all the others. Whereas you saw the feet and toes, partly of potter's clay, partly of iron. The kingdom shall be divided, yet the strength of the iron shall be in it, just as you saw the iron mixed with cement clay. And as the toes of the feet were partially of iron and partially of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile. As you saw the iron mixed with cement clay, they will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay. And in those days of the kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to another people. It shall break in pieces and consume all the kingdoms, and it shall stand forever, insomuch as you saw saw that the stone was cut out for the mountain without hands, and it broke in pieces the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, the gold, the great God has made known to the king what will come to pass after this. The dream is certain, and its interpretation is sure. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face, prostrate before Daniel, and commanded that they should present an offering and incense to him. The king answered Daniel and said, "Truly, your God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, since you could reveal this secret." Then the king promoted Daniel and gave him many great gifts, and he made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief administrator over all the wise men of Babylon. Also, Daniel pretensioned the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon, but Daniel sat in the gate of the king. You know, that's quite a lot to take in from Daniel. But it's amazing how Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when you look at that, were not given the finest foods, just given water and vegetables. And their countenance was far, far better than what the king gave of his best or the first fruits that he had. But God is always in control, you know. That's the thing about our Lord. He is always in control. He always has the best for us if we trust him and love him. I'm really excited to complete this. We've got a few more chapters to go in Daniel. There's a lot of study, a lot of reading to take hold. We will continue on next Wednesday with this Daniel study. Thank you so much for following along as we get into this message, Father, and for letting your Holy Spirit move amongst us. Just bless us here in the coffee shop and keep us, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.